was Zig Slater, the trainer and owner of Queen of Fire. Well, that was pretty impressive. He led the Easter Cup and, you know, probably the likely favourite for the Cup, sat outside you and just couldn't do it. So she's a pretty good chance in next Sunday night's race.
Yeah, she is. You know, she began well and Gareth handled her good and might have looked after her a little bit towards the line. And I mean, all credit to the second horse, he's a marvellous horse, but yep. You know, favours went our way tonight, so hopefully go on with next week.
Well, she's usually safe from a stand.
Yeah, she's only had a few stand starts, but she's starting to settle a bit more now, which is helping her go away. So
I noticed Gareth gave her a really good workout. He did an extra lap tonight in the preliminaries.
We got caught. He was caught in an inquiry, so
All right. We
was parading a bit longer. So I said to him, just give her a nice steady warm up.
Yeah, all right. And you just keep her ticking over now for next Sunday.
Yeah, she won't do a lot during the week, Pete. She'll just. Have a bit of a light week and hopefully go in fresh as a daisy. So.
The Devonport Cup was the main mission. Is the Easter Cup a bonus or did you have both in mind?
Well, never really had this race in mind. Been looking around for a nice race for her. And, there's one coming up in Melbourne at the end of May, which we'll go for as well.
A mare's race?
Yeah, it's a mare's race in Melbourne, worth $100,000. So.
Mother of Pearl. Is it?
No, it's called the Queen of the Pacific. So
the Queen of the Pacific.
While she's in good form, she'll go for that.
So. All right, mate. Well, look, well done. Let's hope she goes well in the Easter Cup next Sunday.
Thank you very much.
All right, mate.